This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki Monday. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's very important that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin meet as planned on Monday, despite the indictment of 12 Russian intelligence officers charged with hacking into Democratic email accounts during the 2016 presidential election. Pompeo says he's confident the meeting will put America in a better place. In a tweet, President Trump is trying to blame the Obama administration for not responding aggressively enough to the Russian hacking. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump called Russia, China, and the European Union foes of the United States in an interview released on Sunday.
I love those countries. I respect the leaders of those countries, but in a trade sense, they've really taken advantage of us, and many of those countries are in NATO, and they weren't paying their bills.
Trump was interviewed by CBS News. Generals from the United States and North Korea met Sunday to discuss the repatriation of the remains of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Korean War. The generals met at the border village of Panmunjom in the demilitarized zone. It's been 9 years since generals from the two sides last met. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the meeting was productive and cooperative and resulted in firm commitments. He said the two sides had agreed to restart a search for the estimated 5,300 Americans who never returned home. The generals plan to meet again on Monday. A suicide blast killed at least 7 people and wounded many others Sunday in Kabul. The bomber blew himself up in the main parking area of the Ministry of Rural Rehabilitation and Development just when the staff were leaving work for the day. Officials expect the number of dead to increase. This is VOA News. Palestinian militants have declared a ceasefire in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes attacked more than 40 Hamas targets Saturday, including tunnels, weapons depots, and training bases. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel dealt a severe blow to Hamas. Speaking at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Netanyahu said he hopes that Hamas got the message, and if not, Israel is prepared for further military action. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thousands of people cheered in Addis Ababa Sunday as the leaders of Ethiopia and Eritrea embraced at a concert celebrating a peace deal between the two former bloody enemies. Eritrea's President Isaias Afwerki told Ethiopians, "Hate, discrimination, and conspiracy is now over." He was close to tears. He said, "We are ready to move forward with you as one. No one can steal the love we have regained now." Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said, "When we say we have reconciled, we mean we have chosen a path of forgiveness and love." Both countries have agreed to reopen shuttered embassies, resume flights, and build ports. Novak Djokovic has won his 4th Wimbledon title. Correspondent Graham Agars reports.
Novak Djokovic has secured his 4th Wimbledon crown, taking advantage of a fast start to close out Kevin Anderson in straight sets. Djokovic won his 13th career Grand Slam title with a 6-2, 6-2, then 7-6 scoreline, the Serbian saving 5 set points in the third as Anderson mounted a late challenge. The South African, who reached the final after a record 6-hour and 36-minute semi-final win over John Isner, was clearly tight early in the match, and by the time he found his game, it was too late. Graham Agars, Wimbledon.
France won the 2018 FIFA World Cup on Sunday, defeating Croatia 4-2 to claim their second World Cup championship. France led 2-1 at halftime. It last won a World Championship on their own soil in 1998, defeating Brazil 3-0. The next Men's World Cup will be held in Qatar in 2022. Top stories of the hour, President Trump is in Helsinki, where he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. And Mr. Trump also called Russia, China, and the European Union foes of the United States in an interview released on Sunday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.